of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. Today I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District Newsletter, S, for the month of January 2022. And this newsletter is a little long. I may have to edit it in the interest of time. Let's start out with the district governor's January message. On the road. January is National Hunger and National Mentoring Month. Make a great day. Special thanks to the Lake Gaston's Lions Club for $1,000 and the Pilot Lions Club for $4,000 for their extra effort award to help those in need from the tornado relief. January 5th, 2022. I was diagnosed with COVID-19. January 13th, 2022, Melvin Jones's 143rd birthday. From January 14th to 15th of 2022, will be the Midwinter Convention. On January 17th, the GAT Zoom meeting. On the 20th, the DG visit to Lucama. On the 24th, DG visit to Wendell. And on January 27th, the DG visit to Scotland Neck. Next month's road trips. During the month of February, zone chairs will host their second zone advisory meetings with the purpose of retention. On February 1st of 2022 will be Murfreesboro. On the 3rd, Raleigh Southeast. On the 7th, Nightdale. On the 8th, Roanoke Rapids. On the 10th, Saratoga. On the 11th, NCLI Greensboro. February 15th, Gates County. On the 17th, Fuquay Varina. On February 22nd, Jackson. And February 24th, Pilot. Monthly health hint. Sleep is critical for immune health. So in order to avoid difficulty falling asleep, turn off your phone, tablet, and computer 3 hours before bedtime. Those digital devices emit blue light, which suppress melatonin, the sleep-inducing hormone, Messier says. While you can use a blue light blocker for your device, a book and a hot bath are excellent and more natural ways to prepare for slumber. Character trait. Discipline is a habit, not a personality trait. It goes without saying that self-discipline is one of the most vital character traits that we can teach our children. It's also one of the hardest. Have a heart. Do your part. Consider donating to Campaign 100 and or Brighter Visions and buying Camp Dogwood raffle tickets. Brighter Visions. These clubs are on the right track. Cary, Columbia, Elizabeth City River, Fuquay Varina, Garner, First Flight, Franklinton, Lake Gaston, Lewisburg, Plymouth, Raleigh Host, North Raleigh, Raleigh Southeast, Seaboard, Wake Forest, Wanchese, Warrenton, Weeksville, Wilson, Wilson Luncheon, and Zebulon. Camp Dogwood raffle tickets. These clubs are on the right track. Apex, Columbia, First Flight, Franklinton, Fuquay Varina, Henderson, Jackson, Lake Gaston, Nashville, North Raleigh, Rocky Hock, Rocky Mount Evening, Wendell, Whitaker's, Wilson, Wilson Luncheon, and Zebulon. Membership status. District 31S has 934 members with 48 clubs. Just ask someone to be a Lion. Club birthdays. Gates County Lions Club on January 12th of 76. They're 46 years old. The 38th oldest in District 31S. Roanoke Rapids Lions Club on January 16 of 36. They're 86 years old. The fourth oldest club in the district. Lewisburg Lions Club on January 16th of 42. They're 80 years old, the 18th oldest in the district. Edenton Lions Club, January 21st of 37. They're 85 years old, the 8th oldest in the district. Murfreesboro Lions Club, January 25th of 50. They're 72 years old, the 25th oldest in the district. Fuquay Varina Lions Club, on January 24th of 41. 81 years old, the 16th oldest. Warrenton Lions Club on January 27th of 36, 86 years old, the 5th oldest district in 31S. I'm sorry, the fifth oldest club in District 31S. Manteo Lions Club, January 30th of 50. They're 72 years old and the 26th oldest in our district of 31S. Lions can laugh. To the guy who invented zero, thanks for nothing. Song of the Month. Thank You for Being a Friend by Andrew Gold. Tomorrow will be a better day. Part of the human experience is finding other people who can relate to us. Find your tribe. Prayer Concerns. Give a prayer for PDG Sherman Leathers, Desiree Robertson, PDG Andy Lilliston, the military, and DG Bob Block of 31N on his recent surgery. Let me know of anyone else we can add or take off this list. January Lion of the Month, Dorothy Ellis. The club is Raleigh Host Lions Club. College, University of North Carolina at Greensboro. She had a BS in mathematics. Best day as a lion. Every day is a good day, especially when we are together, participating in service projects, and helping the blind and visually impaired. Examples: vision screenings, Governor Moorhead school activities, reunion weekend, and the horse show fundraisers we had. Favorite memory is participating in lion activities with Daddy. Worst day as a lion. There is no worst day. Some days are just more challenging than others. Favorite quote or saying? Philosophy, the golden rule. What drives you crazy? Technology, when I can't make it work. My error or system errors. What makes you happy? Being with family and friends, learning something new, completing projects, and starting new ones. Favorite color? Blue. What do you do for fun? Needlework, especially knitting, quilting, and cross-stitch, watching ACC sports, baking cookies, and trivia shows on TV. Whom do you admire and why? I admire my parents. The older I become, the more I realize how unique they were, their values, talents, unselfishness, love and respect for each other, parenting skills, service to church and community, work ethic, the value of education, and that learning never ends, to name a few. What are your Lions goals? I would like to see communications continue to improve. Lions need to work together better in the district and state. For more exposure, have common events scheduled like a district or state weekend for vision screening. I want to start developing club long-term plans. What do we want to be in 10 years, and how do we get there? From DG Randy Oxendine in closing, Lion Dorothy is the president of the Raleigh Host Lions Club, and she understands the value of lions and the impact they have on the world. Her father was a lion, and her twin sister is a lion. It's in their blood. Thanks for making District 31S better. I am so lucky to have her on our District 31S team. Great job, Lion Dorothy. Here's another January Lion of the Month. Frances Jordan, The club is Rocky Hawk Lions Club. College, College of the Albemarle. Partner, Sammy Jordan. Husband, deceased, December 1996. Best day as a lion. I was one of the 55 charter members of the Rocky Hawk Lions Club on June 22, 2002, and international director Sid Scruggs and wife Judy Scruggs flew up from Texas to help charter the club and install the officers. The Rocky Hawk Lions Club was the first new club to be chartered in District 31S in over 20 years at that time. Worst day as a lion. I never have had a bad day of being a lion. I have enjoyed every day for the past 20 years. Every day being a lion is great because of the work that our club, district, and state is involved in. Our club tries to make everything we do fun, and it is hard to have a bad day when you're having fun. Favorite quote or saying? This too shall pass. What drives you crazy? Well, I try not to let anything get to me. But it bothers me some when someone says they're going to do something and nothing happens. I just let it go and don't worry about it. What makes you happy? Working with the VIPs, especially in Chowan County, the VIPs appreciate anything that anyone does for them, even a small gesture. Just knowing what I do can make someone else happy makes me happy. The Lions Club motto is, we serve. But the Rocky Hawk Lions Club motto also is, we walk beside the ones that we serve. Favorite book. I like to read anything by Nora Roberts, Stuart Woods, Clive Cussler, and other mystery books. Favorite movie. I like Hallmark movies and mysteries, especially during the Christmas season. Favorite color. Blue. Favorite food. Steak. What do you do for fun? I am sponsor of a widow's group of 20. I also like playing cards with friends, going to Nag's Head, I have a timeshare, and hanging out with my family, especially cookouts. In my spare time, I like to read. Whom do you admire and why? In 20 years, the Rocky Hawk Lions Club has had a lot of district governors. I have admired all of them because of their commitment to Lionism. I find that they all have taken their commitment very seriously, especially with all of the traveling they have to do. Lions Goals. Getting more leaders and less followers in the club by trying to get everyone more involved. The Rocky Hawk Lions will be very happy to get back to some normalcy after 2 years of only being able to have some meetings, some fundraisers, and some events. We are a very active club and like to stay busy and involved. And from DG Randy Oxendine, Lion Francis is the secretary of the Rocky Hawk Lions Club. She is the backbone of the club. Her enthusiasm really shows when you're around her. I am grateful to know you. I am so lucky to have her on our District 31S team. Great job, Lion Francis. And here's a notice of special committee appointment. This is by PDG Lion Carl Ernst, president. It is my pleasure to announce that a special committee, or search committee, has been assembled to assist in a process that we have gone through previously. This committee's primary charge is to locate a candidate who is fully vetted, viable, and acceptable to replace NLCI's recently retired executive administrator, Durden Dean, and present this candidate to the NCLI Executive Committee for review. And, if successful, the committee will subsequently recommend this candidate to the full board of directors for their approval at the earliest convenience. Those Lions who have graciously agreed to serve on the committee are Lions Neil Alexander, the committee chair, Paul Bledsoe, Curtis Erickson, Steve McLaurin, Carlton Metz, George Suggs, Gwen White, and Marilyn Wunderler. I hope you all will agree that this is a well-qualified group of Lions who will perform to the best of their ability in service to our foundation. I ask that you give fair consideration to this process as it develops. If you should have any questions or concerns, please let us know. Here is a list of DG Randy Oxendine's official visits for 2021-22. On March 3rd, the Zebulon Lions Club. March 7th, Cary Lions Club. March 8th, Manteo, Columbia, Wanchees, First Flight, Nag's Head, Lower Currituck Lions Clubs. March 9th, Raleigh Downtown Lions Club. March 14th, Lake Gaston Lions Club. March 17th, Wilson Luncheons Club. March 22nd, Rocky Mount Lions Club. March 24th, the Tarboro Lions Club. April 4th, Franklinton Lions Club. April 5th, Currituck Lions Club. April 7th, White Level. April 19th, Scotland Neck. April 20th, Weeksville. April 21st, Lucama. April 22nd through 24th, the State Convention. On April 28th, Plymouth. May 3rd, Hertford. May 5th, Elizabeth City River City. May 9th, Edenton, May 12th, Williamston, May 19th, Apex, and May 26th, Wilson Evening Lions Club. Upcoming club fundraisers. For the month of February, Bunn has a CERT food drive. And there's a flyer in this newsletter. If I have time, I'll read a few details from it. On April 22nd to 24th, of course, the North Carolina Lions State Convention in Greensboro. On April 25th, there will be a golf tournament at the Bentwind Golf Country Club at 9 a.m. in Fuquay Arena. On April 30th, Spring Fun Fest for VIPs at Wilson Evening. June 26th, Home Run for Hunger by the Wilson Evening Lions Club. We Walk Camp Dogwood Partnership. This is by Paul Durden, Country Manager of We Walk United States. I'm excited to tell you about a partnership Camp Dogwood has formed with We Walk, the makers of the We Walk Smart Cane. The Smart Cane brings cutting-edge technology to the traditional white cane, providing greater independence and safety to blind and visually impaired users. The tremendous impact the Smart Cane has had on users has earned the Smart Cane Best Invention from Time. Amazon named We Walk the startup of the year for 2021. We Walk has established a Camp Dogwood donation page to provide smart canes at no cost to deserving blind and visually impaired North Carolinians. We Walk provides free training as well as free ongoing customer support. Please consider a donation to Camp Dogwood so we can provide smart canes to the blind and visually impaired in our state. When donating, be sure to identify your club on the donation form. And he can be reached, that's Paul Durden, at paul@wewalk.io or at 866-293-9255. And here's a memorial. In memory of Percy Robert or Bob Miesemer, Jr., October 6th, 1938, to January 27th, 2022. Raleigh, North Carolina. Percy Robert Bob Miesemer, Jr. departed this earth peacefully on Thursday, January 27th, 2022. Born on October 6th, 1938, in Sanford, North Carolina, Bob was the eldest son of Eunice Kelly Johnson and Percy Robert Miesemer, Sr. Bob is survived by his brother, Frank Miesemer, and wife, Ann Miesemer, of Robertsonville, North Carolina. He considered his crowning achievement to be meeting and marrying the love of his life, Linda Sue Couch. The couple met at Lees McRae College in 1958 and tied the knot on July 2, 1960. Together, they had three daughters who were born and raised in his and Linda's adopted hometown of Fayetteville, North Carolina. Bob relished his role as a girl dad, demonstrated by a lifetime of abiding love and support for his daughters, and sharing with them his love of sports and his acumen for business. He was also a devoted pawpaw to eight grandchildren and three great-granddaughters and a fourth great-granddaughter due this summer. Bob enjoyed a successful real estate and development career. In 1961, he relocated to Fayetteville to work in the insurance arm of Thompson McLean Real Estate. But his personality and charm were a natural for real estate. He spent more than 55 years with McLean Real Estate, ultimately taking the helm as the company's owner in 1998. Bob also formed Miesemer Construction, and with partners Tom McLean and Paul Thompson, built Fayetteville College's Lakes and Van Story Hills neighborhoods. And with Bob West, they built townhomes throughout the city. In 2008, Bob was named North Carolina Realtor of the Year. Linda surprised her husband by having the entire family attend the award ceremony. Countless individuals and organizations were touched by Bob's hallmark optimism, energy, and generosity of time and resources. At age 23, he became the youngest member of the Fayetteville Lions Club, where he served for 60 years in numerous leadership positions, including district governor for Region 31F, which includes more than 40 Lions Club chapters. In his later years, Bob also became an active member of the Massey Hill Lions Club. Through his work with the organization, Bob forged lifelong friendships and memories from trips all over the country, always with his wife and daughters in tow. During a 1976 Lions Club trip to Hawaii, Bob developed an affection for pineapples and brought home several he picked during a visit to a pineapple field. The pineapple became the inspiration for the McLean Real Estate logo. A lifelong North Carolina State University Wolfpack Club supporter, Bob attended 2 national basketball championships and countless football games. A highlight for him was taking his grandsons to the Gator Bowl with longtime friend Brian Carr. In 1999, Bob had the good fortune of taking his dad to the final men's basketball game played at Reynolds Coliseum before the teams moved to the PNC Arena. 50 years earlier, in 1949, Bob's dad brought Bob to the Wolfpack's inaugural game at Reynolds Coliseum against Washington and Lee. Always a trendsetter, and long before YouTube and TikTok, Bob had an affinity for playing jokes at NC State basketball games. His most famous one was tying a string to a dollar bill and yanking the string when an unsuspecting passerby picked it up. Bob and Linda loved spending time with their family at Holden Beach, where they created a lifetime of memories for their children, Suzanne, Ken, of Parker, Lisa, Bill, Rickstein, Melinda, Morgan, Dickinson, and grandchildren. Bob will also be remembered for his famous Christmas cocktail, which he named The Recipe, after the Waltons' famous moonshine beverage. Bob's version combined eggnog, Breyers vanilla bean ice cream, and a fifth of Jack Daniels. His children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews continue to honor this tradition every year by serving the recipe at their respective Christmas celebrations. Bob and Linda became members of Hudson Memorial Presbyterian Church after moving to Raleigh in 2016. They were also longtime members of Highland Presbyterian Church and Utah United Church of Christ, both in Fayetteville. In addition to his devoted wife, Linda, of Raleigh, Bob is survived by his adoring grandchildren, Andrew Parker, Caitlin, Jonathan Parker, Maria, Grant Parker, Holden Parker, Robert Rickstein, Patrick Rickstein, Marilyn, Madison Ward, Sid, and Merritt Dickinson, 3 great-granddaughters, Elliot Parker and Peyton Rickstein, and Eva Parker, and a 4th due this summer, Eleanor Ward. While we miss our dad so much, we are prayerful in knowing he is whole again, with no pain or suffering, and rejoicing with all of the loved ones who passed before him. The family requests that in lieu of flowers, donations be made in Bob's name to the Hudson Memorial Presbyterian Foundation Fund in Raleigh. The North Carolina Lions, Inc., Brighter Visions, P.O. Box 39, Sherrills Ford, N.C., 28673, or Lees McRae College, Attention, Office of Institutional Advancement, P.O. Box 128, Banner Elk, North Carolina, 28604. A service was held on Thursday, February 3rd, 2022, at 2 p.m. at Hudson Memorial Presbyterian Church in Raleigh. And here's another memorial in memory of Charles Rufus Alexander, February 15, 1934 to February 14, 2022. Mr. Charles Rufus Alexander, 87, of Rockingham, passed away Monday, February 14, 2022, at his residence. He was born in York County, South Carolina, on February 15, 1934, son of the late Dewey Edelman and Olga Sybil Hopper Alexander. Mr. Alexander came to Richmond County with the Hamlet Savings and Loan, where he served as manager for many years. He later was an agent for Nationwide Insurance Company. In his retirement, he owned and operated an ice cream shop called The Scoop, and later drove a school bus for Richmond County Schools. Mr. Alexander was a member of First Baptist Church in Rockingham and a former member of First Baptist Church in Hamlet, where he served as a deacon and Sunday school teacher. He was a lifetime member of the Hamlet Lions Club, having served in many roles over the years, including district governor of Lions District 31F. As a Lion, he was instrumental in managing the Richmond County Agricultural Fair at the Hamlet Fairgrounds. Mr. Alexander served our country in the United States Army. He also attained the level of Eagle Scout, the highest level of achievement within the Boy Scouts of America. He was preceded in death by his parents, his wife Carolyn Levon Bynum Alexander, and son Thomas Bryan Alexander. He is survived by his wife, Elaine Calicut of the home, children Terry Lee Alexander, Melissa Alexander Ewing, Clay, Charlene Calicut, all of Rockingham, and Paul Calicut of Hamlet, daughter-in-law Kathy Alexander, brother Robert Alexander, Betty, Winston-Salem, sisters Betty A. Yours, Birmingham, Alabama, Mildred A. Brown, Frank of Lincolnton, and Juanita A. Bridges, Mike of Mooresville. Grandchildren Timothy Alexander, Elizabeth McDonald, Caleb, T.J. Alexander, Christine, Benjamin Ewing, and Nicholas Ewing, and special grandchild Jaden Calicut. Memorial services were held on Sunday, February 20th, 2022, at 2 p.m. at First Baptist Church in Rockingham, with Reverend Jack Lee and Reverend C.F. McDowell officiating. The family will receive guests following the service. Memorials may be made to North Carolina Line Incorporated, P.O. Box 39, Sherrills Ford, North Carolina, 28673, or First Baptist Church, 201 North Randolph Street, Rockingham, North Carolina, 28379. Dues Adjustment Resolution Vote at the 2022 International Convention by Douglas X. Alexander, President, Lions Clubs International. Lions Club International supports clubs and members around the world so we can advance our global mission of service together. Our international support and the work of Lions Clubs International is fueled by the international dues of our incredible members. In recent years, it has become increasingly clear that the services Lions Clubs International has been able to provide to members with the available budget is no longer in line with what Lions need and expect. The International Board of Directors voted on October 2019 to approve an international dues adjustment resolution that would be voted on at the 2020 International Convention. But it was postponed due to the cancellation of our 2020 convention and the move to a virtual convention in 2021 as we adapted to the pandemic. The new dues adjustment model will be voted on at the 2022 International Convention. The Board of Directors undertook an extensive review of Lions Clubs International's financials, including the implementation of substantial budget reductions. After much consideration, the Board proposed to adjust dues $7 over a three-year period. Under the proposal, international dues would be adjusted according to the following schedule: a $3 increase on July 1st of 2023, $2 increase on July 1st, 2024, and another $2 increase on July 1st, 2025. We realize the association has been reluctant to adjust dues over the years, and we have not adjusted international dues since 2011. The proposed adjustment will help cover our costs and allow us to suitably serve our members' needs. With that said, the Board of Directors did not take this issue lightly, nor are we minimizing the value of each dollar that our members contribute. As we consider the dues adjustment, it is essential that we keep in mind that our global efforts and initiatives support more than 1.4 million members in 50,000 clubs around the world. Through the support of staff, we're able to serve globally on the level that we do, keeping members and clubs fully supported with service resources, training events and software, club operational support, hybrid convention, international meetings, language services, technology, foundation support, leadership support, and everything else we have come to expect as Lions. A dues adjustment will allow Lions Clubs International to provide improved support to Lions and to continue to invest in improving programs and digital products such as our website and My Lion. It will also allow us to invest in new programs such as the learning management system, development of new curriculum such as digital literacy, training videos, global advertising, marketing automation, digital and video storytelling, and other tools and initiatives that will enhance our impact, our brand, and our membership. Why your help is needed. Essentially, we have to decide whether or not we want Lions Clubs International to continue to grow and thrive. Lions is more than a way of life. It's also an investment of money, time, energy, and passion. As with any good investment, the more we put in, the more returns we see. We need you to help our members and leaders understand why this adjustment is needed. We have developed an international dues adjustment, frequently asked questions, page, and PowerPoint to help you present it to your Lions. If you have any questions on the dues adjustment resolution, please contact LCI Executive Administrator Sanjeev Ahuja. I hope that you will see this adjustment as we do, as an investment in the future of Lions. Through your support, we can ensure that Lions are positioned for success in the future. And here's another memorial in memory of William Donald Crawford, February 26, 1929 to February 5, 2022. William Donald Crawford, 92, of Kings Mountain, North Carolina, passed away on February 5, 2022 at his home in Matthews, North Carolina. He was born in Cleveland County, North Carolina, son of the late Thomas Harmon and Ethel Lee Reynolds Crawford, and was preceded in death by his wife of more than 50 years, Joanne Blaylock Crawford, and his daughter, Donna Ann Cornwell. He was also preceded in death by his brothers Robert and Jim Crawford. Don was a longtime prominent resident of Kings Mountain and enjoyed staying active. He was involved in Boy Scouting for more than 80 years and a member of the Lions Club and countless other civic organizations. Don was a member of Boyce Memorial ARP Church, where he and his late wife Joanne were very active. Don possessed a servant's heart, which was reflected in the many awards and commendations awarded to him over the years. He was a recipient of the Order of the Longleaf Pine, the highest award given to a civilian by the governor, as well as the Dr. Charles Bell Award for Scouting. Don served as the district governor for the International Association of Lions Clubs and as the Wood Badge Deputy Camp Chief of Boy Scouts of America. Throughout his life, Don endeavored to enrich the lives of the people of Kings Mountain. Don's leadership, kindness, friendship, and generous spirit will be greatly missed. Survivors include his wife, Gloria Perkins Crawford of Matthews, grandchildren William Bill Paul Cornwell, Melissa of Durham, Angela Kay Cornwell Holder Grant of Kings Mountain, great-grandchildren Michael Cornwell, Sydney Cornwell, Anna Holder, and Kelsey Davis, stepchildren Marcy Horton, Ed Sugg, Carrie, Amy Rutledge, Eric, step-grandchildren Brandon Sugg, Josh Wood, Dan Wood, Abby Rutledge, Austin Rutledge, Ryan Sugg, Corey Sugg, and Spencer Sugg, numerous other loving family and friends. A graveside service was held on Saturday, February 18, 2022, at 3 p.m. with Reverend Robert Patrick III officiating at Mountain Rest Cemetery. Interment was at Mountain Rest Cemetery in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. Here's an article on Leader Dogs for the Blind Summer Experience Camp by Lion Bill Graham. This year's Leader Dogs for the Blind Summer Experience Camp will be held June 26, 2022 through July 2, 2022. The application deadline is April 1, 2022 at 5 p.m. This free program combines fun activities with exploring mobility options like guide dog travel, discovering leadership skills, and building friendships with peers facing similar challenges. Campers receive a free HumanWare GPS to help increase their travel independence. They also have the opportunity to learn about living and working with a guide dog. Summer Experience Camp is provided free of charge at Leader Dogs for the Blind's Rochester Hills, Michigan campus to those who are legally blind, 16 or 17 years of age, regardless of whether they plan to train with a guide dog. Public transportation to and from a client's home to the Leader Dog campus and accommodations and meals while training is also provided free of charge. A virtual summer experience camp will also be held, presented by AAA. Pardon me. Teens 14 to 17 years old in the U.S. and Canada can expect an awesome lineup of virtual activities. Just like our traditional camp, we will be exploring mobility options like guide dog travel, building leadership skills, and developing relationships with peers. Virtual Summer Experience Camp 2022 will be held June 20th through the 24th of 2022. Visit the Leader Dogs for the Blind website for more information on the in-person and virtual summer experience camp. And that website is www.leaderdog.org/programs/summer-experience-camp. Here's an item from Lion Gene Finch of the Lake Gaston Lions Club. Lions Kidsight USA. If any Lions or clubs are interested in vision screening programs, they should visit the LCI Lions Kidsight USA website, www.lionskidsightusa.org. You will find study guides, a test to qualify you, and much more. They offer Zoom classes as well. When our club started screening many years ago, there was a training class on the spot vision camera for about an hour and then a hands-on training session with Vince Schimmoller of the Western Harnett Lions Club at a local school in their area. I then spent time going to the superintendents of schools in the counties around our area, explaining what our mission was, how it worked, and how the schools and children would benefit from it. Next, I talked to the school principals and the head school nurses who were in charge of vision testing at the time. Everything worked out well, and we started doing the screening at the schools. I kept learning more about the eyes from my frequent trips with my wife to the Duke Eye Clinic for her glaucoma problems. You never stop learning about the eyes and the many problems that can develop with them. The prime time for screening is 6 months to 6 years. Problems found at this age group can usually be corrected. What the school systems are doing now is having a preschool registration for the 4- and 5-year-olds where they are having vision screenings, hearing tests, and dental checkups done. We, the Lions Clubs, are doing the vision, and the other two are being done by state-supplied people. Just remember that there is nothing wrong with doing the older children. If requested by the schools or any organization that would like to have a screening done, we serve. If Lions Kidsight USA was around back then, I wouldn't have traveled so far to do and learn what I did. I could have sat at my computer and learned from their website. I would like to thank all the people that have helped me with vision screenings. It's not a one-person job. Our club has done around 18,000 screenings so far and hope to do a lot more when the COVID-19 pandemic has come to pass. Limited transportation for Volunteer Work Week. District 31N is providing limited transportation to Camp Dogwood Volunteer Work Week, March 25th to 27th. Option 1, depart from Lillington. A bus will depart from Lillington at 5 p.m. on Friday, March 25th, and will depart Camp Dogwood on Sunday, March 27th at 3 p.m. Board the bus in the Food Lion parking lot at 8 the Square in Lillington. You can park your car there during the trip if necessary. Option 2, depart from Goldsboro. A bus will depart Goldsboro at 5 p.m. on Friday, March 25th, and will depart Camp Dogwood on Sunday, March 27th at 3 p.m. Board the bus in the Sam's Club parking lot on the tire change garage side of the building at 2811 Park Drive in Goldsboro. You can park your car there during the trip if necessary. Seating is limited, so please reserve your seat by March 12th of 2022. For seating on the Lillington bus, 10-passenger capacity, please contact PDG Lion D'Angelo Jackson at 910-747-5808 or m5djack at yahoo.com. For seating on the Goldsboro bus, 20-passenger capacity, please contact Lion Gene Getz at 414-640-5953 or email at ggoetz00@gmail.com. A goodwill offering will be collected on the bus to cover part of the gas expense. There will be one rest stop on the way to and from camp. Here's a mobile screening unit update, written by Brian Hoover. As many of you are aware, the mobile screening unit, or MSU, has primarily been out of service since September 2020. This, in part, was caused by COVID-19, along with funding shortfalls. COVID-19 has made it difficult for most clubs to do significant fundraising. This inability to raise funds greatly affects every program conducted by North Carolina Lions Incorporated. I would like to give you a little of the backstory to help everyone understand how we plan to move forward. In early 2020, before COVID-19, NCLI felt that we needed to start doing more vision screenings for children across the state. We started working with Lions Kids Sight to help bring this to fruition. The plan was to get a kids sight unit for every district in the state, which would carry Plus Optics cameras, similar to the spot camera, to conduct screenings at daycares, preschools, and schools in each district. The screenings would be conducted at the school or facility, and the kids' sight unit would be used to transport the equipment. The units would then be kept in each district and used by Lion volunteers in that district. In June of 2020, NCLI was able to obtain a grant from Foundation of the Carolinas to fund the first kids' sight unit. This unit was then purchased and outfitted in September of 2020. Currently, there are a couple additional grants and donations in process to fund additional KidSight units. With COVID-19 concerns, we did not attempt to put the KidSight unit into use until March of 2021. Once it was decided to start conducting screenings again, it was deemed necessary to do adult screenings with the KidSight unit, as our budget would not warrant using the MSU due to the expense. The KidSight unit is significantly more fuel efficient and overall cheaper to operate, so we moved equipment from the MSU to the KidSight unit. This allowed us to conduct both adult and children screenings using a facility provided by the Lions Club or school. After 6 months of conducting screenings for adults and children with the KidSight unit, it has been determined we need to make a change. The KidSight unit is absolutely great for doing school screenings and daycares, but is too small to accommodate all the equipment needed to do both adult and child screenings properly. It has been agreed upon that the KidSight unit will be a great addition to help screen more children across the state. We all know that detection of eye issues at an early age for children is key to being able to correct the child's vision, but we also know the need for vision screenings for adults. With all of this said, it has been determined that to best serve our communities, we need the KidSight unit as well as the mobile screening unit. The KidSight unit will be used for conducting school screenings and daycares as it was originally intended. The fee for the KidSight unit is $150 per day. The MSU will now be available again to conduct public screenings. Unfortunately, the only way we're able to do this is to increase the fee associated with the MSU. The fee for the use of the MSU has not been changed since 2011, even though the cost of the screenings has continued to rise. The fee for the use of the MSU is now to be $250 per day plus 60 cents per mile round trip. We can all work together in coordinating with other Lions clubs in the state to help reduce the mileage fee impact. For instance, if the MSU makes a special trip to a location that is 600 miles round trip, it would cost the club $360 just for mileage. But if we could do four screenings in that same 600-mile round trip, the mileage fee could be divided between the four clubs. This would be much more manageable for each club and helps to keep our cost as low as possible. The changes in fees are not being taken lightly, but at this time we feel that this is the best way to serve the communities of North Carolina. Currently, there is a lot of availability for both the MSU and the KidSight unit, so please give me a call and let's get both of these units back out there serving our communities. And Mr. Hoover's phone number is 800-662-7401, extension 241, or you can reach him at Brian, spelled B-R-Y-A-N, at nclionsinc.org. Here's a notice on sponsoring bingo at Camp Dogwood this summer. This is written by Tammy Thomas, the camp administrator. Are you willing to sponsor a week of bingo at Camp Dogwood this summer? Our VIPs love bingo. Last year, we offered bingo bucks as the majority of prizes, which VIPs used to purchase snacks, drinks, and souvenirs from the Camp Dogwood store. If you or your club is interested in sponsoring a week of bingo this summer, please make checks payable to Camp Dogwood and mail to Camp Dogwood. Note in the memo that it's for bingo bucks. And you can contact Tammy Thomas at 828-478-2135, extension 229, or email Tammy at nclionsinc.org. Camp Dogwood Tree Removal Project by PDG Lion Wayne Faber, the state Camp Dogwood chairperson. Lions, there are several trees at Camp Dogwood that are putting our lodgers at risk. A preliminary estimate of what it would cost to remove these trees is $25,000. We are asking clubs to donate whatever they can to reach our fundraising goal for this project. Please make checks payable to Camp Dogwood for the blind and visually impaired and mail to P.O. Box 39, Sherrills Ford, North Carolina, 28673. Please note in the memo section of that check that the funds are for the tree removal project. And here's some news from LCIF by Dr. Young Yul Choi, chairperson of the Lions Club's International Foundation. Dear fellow Lion, a recent massive underwater volcano eruption near the South Pacific island nation of Tonga caused significant damage along the western coast of the main island of Tongatapu, destroying homes and devastating entire communities. As one of the largest recorded in recent decades, the volcanic blast caused tsunami waves around the Pacific and left Tonga covered in ash and swamped with water. You can help. There's no telling when or where a disaster will strike, but we as Lions are always ready to serve when help is needed. Standing with us is Lions Clubs International Foundation, or LCIF, our global foundation. Your generous donation to LCIF's Disaster Relief Fund will help ensure Lions can continue to serve in communities impacted by disasters like these. Thank you for your kindness and for working together with LCIF to rebuild lives. If you have any questions about LCIF's disaster relief grants, contact us at lcifglobalgrants@lionsclub.org. Sight for Kids celebrating 20 years. Since 2002, LCIF has partnered with Johnson & Johnson Vision to implement the largest known school-based eye health program, Sight for Kids. Today, we have proudly achieved multiple successes. Learn more about how our partnership creates tremendous impact on communities worldwide. The program mobilizes Lions and eye care professionals to provide comprehensive eye care health services in low-income schools, currently in four countries in Asia, Africa, and Europe. The program provides teachers with a training to deliver eye health education, perform a visual acuity test, and screen for common eye conditions. Students identified with potential vision impairment or eye ailments are referred to healthcare providers for evaluation. Just 2 weeks after Madagascar was struck by Cyclone Anna, Cyclone Batsirai, slammed into the southeastern coastline of the island, bringing torrential rain, flooding, and high winds that devastated entire villages. At least 120 people were killed, 124,000 people's homes were damaged or destroyed, and 30,000 people remain displaced. You can help. Your generous donation to the Lions Clubs International Foundation Disaster Relief Fund will help families impacted by the devastation. When a humanitarian crisis of this magnitude strikes, we, as Lions, are ready to help. Right beside us is LCIF, our global foundation. LCIF quickly responded and awarded disaster grant funding to allow Lions in the affected communities to respond to urgent needs of the victims. Earlier this month, and adding to relief funding for Madagascar, LCIF awarded disaster grant funding for Cyclone Anna victims in Malawi, Mozambique, and Uganda. There's no telling when or where a disaster might strike, but you can help make sure that Lions will always be there when needed. Thank you for your kindness and for working together with LCIF to rebuild lives. If you have any questions about LCIF's disaster relief grants, contact us at LCIF Global Grants at lionsclubs.org. 100% of donations benefit grants and programs and qualify for limited edition Campaign 100 recognition and Melvin Jones Fellowship or Progressive Awards. Here's an announcement for the Peace Poster for 2022-2023. The Peace Poster kits are now available. Peace Poster 2022-2023 Contest Kit, Lead with Compassion. Each kit contains all the materials needed to sponsor the contest in a school or youth group, including complete rules, promotional material, and recognition certificates for participants. One kit is needed for each entry sponsored. Kits are available in all 11 languages. Kits are sold from January 15th through October 1st. Orders received after October 1st will be filled based on availability. And here's an item from the Lake Gaston Lions and American Red Cross by Lion Phil Weigel. The American Red Cross and the Lake Gaston Lions, already partners in conducting regular blood drives, partnered once again to extend additional services to our community. On November 22, 2021, the Lake Gaston Lions and the American Red Cross entered into an agreement allowing the American Red Cross to use the Lake Gaston Lions Den and the surrounding property as a staging area for relief supply distribution efforts following any disaster impacting Lake Gaston and the surrounding areas. This agreement is part of a larger review undertaken by the American Red Cross to enhance disaster response capabilities within the Lake Gaston and Roanoke River Valley region. As newly appointed Northampton County Interim Emergency Director Tony Burnett first reviewed Northampton County's ability to respond to potential major disasters impacting Northampton County, he quickly found that a significant lack of shelter and resource distribution infrastructure existed within the county. As Director Burnett spoke to the Lake Gaston Lions about emergency preparedness and thanked us for becoming a part of Northampton County's growing emergency response capability, he said, quote, "You've got a lot of people who want to be reactive after it happens. What about being proactive before it happens?" Unquote. Director Burnett petitioned David Murphy of the American Red Cross to investigate this significant shortcoming. David, a Northampton County and Lake Gaston resident, volunteers as the lead facilities and logistics coordinator for the Northeastern North Carolina chapter of the American Red Cross. As David worked tirelessly to pull together the necessary pieces, he communicated with the Roanoke Wildwood Volunteer Fire Department, the Lake Gaston Lions, and others to consider disaster response alternatives in our area. As the Lake Gaston Lions step up to serve as a distribution site, the nearby RWVFD is able to step back from its dual role as both a shelter and distribution site. Given its relatively small property size, the disaster and routine emergency response capability of RWVFD could be diminished if relief supply staging and trucking distribution activities were also occurring within their confined property footprint. The much larger 15-acre Lake Gaston Lions Den is perfectly suited for relief supply staging and distribution activities and is conveniently located less than a quarter of a mile away from the RWVFD. The Lake Gaston Lions are heavily involved in supporting our community. The American Red Cross is the nation's preeminent disaster response organization. That these two organizations should come together with others to serve the common good within our local area should come as no surprise. Stay connected with your Lion account. One of the best ways to stay connected with your fellow Lions and Lions Clubs International is with your Lion account. Your Lion account gives you access to LCI's digital product suite and can help you streamline your service, set up virtual meetings through Connect, plan and report service activities in My Lion, update your member and officer information in My LCI, and so much more. LCICon 2022 registration now open from the Lions Club International. We are excited for you to join us in beautiful Montreal at LCICon 2022 on June 24th through 28th of 2022. Lions and Leos can reunite with each other and experience the plenary sessions, service activities, entertainment, and much more. enjoy music and live entertainment acts featuring top performers from all over the world. Celebrate cultural diversity by marching in the Parade of Nations with fellow Lions and Leos. Learn and grow your skills in expert-led seminars. Hear from world-renowned speakers. Meet and chat with Lions Club's international staff about how to enhance your service, create new opportunities, and access key resources, and more. Participate in the exciting conclusion of Campaign 100, our foundation's historic effort to ensure our future of service. If you're a delegate for your Lions Club and your club is in good standing, you'll be able to cast a vote in the international election. Take in Montreal's rich history and culture at LCI Con 2022. From beautiful architecture and a buzzing arts scene to a wide variety of cafes, restaurants, and shops, Montreal offers an LCI Con 2022 experience like never before. At the Palais de Congrès de Montréal Exhibit Hall, where the convention takes place, you'll be greeted by beautiful contemporary windows and modern art that truly represents the incredible diversity of Lions Clubs International. Join us in the famous Bell Center to listen to a wide variety of topics from world-renowned keynote speakers at our plenary sessions, and of course hear from our organizational leaders about the past, present, and future of Lions International. But that's not all. At the international show, which will also take place in the Bell Center Arena, you can catch world-class entertainment. The registration fees for this event, early registration goes through March 31st, and that would be $175. After April 1st, it's $250. This year, there will also be a virtual access to this convention. So because of the particular challenges of this travel, international travel. So if you have any questions about the convention, please direct them to LCI at convention@lionsclubs.org. Any questions about registration and hotels, including group registration, should be sent to LCI at registration@lionsclubs.org. We've run out of time for today's episode of the Lion Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.